Good afternoon and welcome to Shooting from the Hip. I'm your host, Mark Avery. Jeff is out today. He's out running around the wilds of Ohio, and he might even call in today. He's up in northern Ohio, and there's some big stuff going on up there as well. So if he gets a chance to give us a buzz, he might call in and join us. But in the meantime, I'm Mark Avery. I'm a staff member and NRA certified firearms instructor at Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training facility. We specialize in firearms training, firearms-related issues, and introductory classes for brand-new shooters, recreational shooting, advanced tactical handgun, tactical rifle, and pretty soon even we'll have some tactical shotgun class available, so stay tuned for information on that. Since Jeff is gone, there's no adult supervision in here today, and so we're going to have a lot of fun. Part of the fun that we did was already this morning. We talked about last week going down to the GOP trap shoot at the Middletown Sportsman's Club, and I can't really say that I'm very good with a shotgun. I mean, I only shot trap one time earlier this week, and I had a good friend give me a few pointers and say, the round thing that comes flying out, that's what you're supposed to shoot at. So I learned pretty much everything I know about trap this week, and I was not the winner. I know that's a big surprise to everybody that knows how my history with a shotgun, but it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. Today in the studio, we have a guest with us who was here last week, Greg Gallagher, and he was one of the people on the board who set up the trap shoot. And Greg, welcome to Shooting from the Hip.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So, how many folks were at the trap shoot this morning?
Well, we had 38 adults that actually shot, and we had numerous people that just came for the meal. We had a great meal. It was prime rib, baked potato, a salad, and some fancy little sauces you could put on it, and I think everybody had their fill, and everybody enjoyed it.
I'll tell you, the chef there at the Middletown Sportsman's Club, their crew did an absolutely wonderful job. They really did a great job.
Oh, they did. I think it was a little over the top. They did a super job.
I don't know if you can. Can you really be over the top with food after a trap shoot like that?
Well, I asked for a little extra, so I think I was a little over the top.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what brought this trap shoot together. You know, what all happened with it, and what the purpose of it was.
Well, I've been a member down at the Middletown Sportsman's Club for about 30 years or so, and I'm not a regular trap shooter, but I've kept up my membership, and it was presented by Sandra Brazington. That was the political director of the GOP here in Montgomery County. Thought it would be a good idea to have a little fundraiser and support Second Amendment rights, also to fund the GOP in Montgomery County to have a little event. And it happened that it was put together in a three-week period of time, which is an incredibly short period of time. There were some good people involved. Tommy Routsong pretty well took the ball and took the lead on that. And we had Sandra Wick and Linda, and just a good group came together, and we sold raffle tickets.
I had my picture taken with Sarah Palin.
There was a Sarah Palin lookalike there. She's a dead ringer.
She really is.
You could put them together, and you'd have a hard time picking out
who does a better job than Tina Fey in terms of the...
She really does. Much better than Tina Fey. So anyway...
She has the right attitude, which is...
She's very congenial, and anyway... there was about 38 shooters. There was a lot of kids, and the kids had a lesson from an NRA instructor on gun safety and when the gun was loaded and when the gun was unloaded and how to carry the gun in a cracked position and not put the firearm in, the round in until you're ready to shoot. So they had an introduction to how to actually manipulate a firearm, and they had a wonderful time. There was a lot of people that came just for the meal. The meal was great. They came just to observe. We had a lot of volunteers that came, and the volunteers were meals were all comped, and we had a tremendous time. We had some prizes that we gave away. The first place prize, we had a men and women's division. And the men's division, the first place prize was a membership at the Middletown Sportsman's Club. So we gave a first place prize to a man, and we gave a first place prize to a woman. They both got prizes for that, and they enjoyed that. And we had a second place prize was a associate membership, a Sim Trainer, which is the premier shooting indoor shooting range in the Miami Valley.
Yeah, how come we were second prize?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to work on that next year.
The Middletown Sportsman Club did a great job, and if you're a trap shooter, obviously we don't shoot trap indoors at Sim Trainer, but we had a great time, and we even I even got to spend a little extra Jeff's money today because there were two second place winners.
In the males division, there was two guys hit 47 out of 50 traps, which is pretty good. And Mark Avery was there, and he volunteered to award two second place prizes to the men's division. And that was very kind to him and Sim Trainer to do that. So we thank Jeff and Mark for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was real easy for me. I just spent Jeff's money. So you know,
that's a lot easier. Sounds like Congress.
Well,
but anyway,
it does sound like Congress, doesn't it?
But
they're going to actually get something for this.
Yes, they are. They have an associate membership, and they also get a free lesson. And we had a women's division that also had a second place prize with an associate membership and a free lesson. And then we had a raffle. And the raffle tickets were only $20, and for that $20, you had an opportunity. There was two drawings for a $400 certificate off of firearms that was donated by a wholesale cost from Peabody Sports, and they're located on Wilmington Pike. And we also had a $400 certificate donated by Sim Trainer, also at wholesale price. And that $400 certificate goes towards any weapon of your choice, be it a handgun, shotgun, black gun, anything that you would like. Trap gun, it would be your choice to go in there and pick out whatever you want. And you use that $400 certificate towards the purchase price of any weapon that you like.
Yeah, that really was a great raffle to be able to do for folks, especially at an event like this. Of course, a lot of people have their own guns, but on the other hand, you can never have too many. So we never have anybody turn down a free gun, you know.
A gun is a personal item, and we were originally thinking about just buying a shotgun and raffling it off, but we had members within the group that feel that everybody likes different types of firearms, so rather than actually pick one out and force them to use that firearm, we decided to give them a gift certificate, and they could pick out anything of their choice, whether it be a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun or anything that they wanted. So they enjoyed the prizes, and they were happy to get them. And we also had other prizes beyond that. A CCW classes were given away, and various other prizes that were drawn out of the same hat. So.
Yep. That was just for like door prizes.
Like door prizes for coming in.
So of the people who had purchased raffle tickets. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was a really great time. I noticed there were quite a few smiles on the crowd.
There were. And the kids all had a wonderful time. I mean, they were...
Yep, you're absolutely right. And let me plug one thing for the Middletown Sportsman's Club, because we've been talking about this for the last few weeks. In fact, we got a call in from somebody down there who's coordinating their youth shooting program. And tomorrow is the last day of the youth skeet shooting program at the Middletown Sportsman's Club. So if you've got if you've got kids who've never done this before, youth age 18 and under, they'll get 50 shells and 50 targets that they'll be able to go and learn a little bit about skeet. There'll be instructors there for them to teach them how to do that and do it very safely. So if you have a kid that's in that range and would like to find out what this shotgun thing is all about, get a little bit of experience behind that and get some really good training from NRI certified instructors, then you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio and go down to the show date for July 4th, and you'll see a link there to the Middletown Sportsman's Club, or you can contact Timothy Stewart at area code 513-422-5112. And today is this weekend, tomorrow, is the last day for that. So if you haven't had a chance to do that already, give them a call and get set up to go down there. So, is there going to be another one of these things? I mean, this was kind of a spur of the moment setup.
This was
3 weeks time. You had
3 weeks time. Yes, 3 weeks time. It wasn't probably the best weekend because we have the air show, Bill Goodman's Gun and Knife Show is going on, and the Ohio Gun Collectors Association at the Roberts Center is going on. So it wasn't the best weekend for it, but we had a tremendous turnout in spite of that. But
everybody couldn't have picked a better weekend for weather.
Everybody was out of there by 12:30. I mean, we had registration at 9 to 9:30. We had practice from 9:30 to 10, you had 25 practice rounds, and we had 50 rounds in competition. And like I say, in the men's division, they shot 48 out of 50, or 47 out of 50, and we had a tie for first place, and that was fantastic. So we had NRA instructors there. NRA actually gave away a life membership.
That's a great deal.
And we thank them for that and very much. And the NRA instructors show the kids the proper handling and use and safety with firearms. And yeah, I can't emphasize the safety portion of handling firearms too much. I learned how to safety from a sim trainer myself. I went down there and I took their CCW class, and it was very informative, and I actually got used to, I was a little afraid of firearms, to be honest with you, and I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
But once you have enough handling and you learn how to keep your finger off the trigger, which is your best safety, you get very comfortable with it. And they also have some classes that you can take, Handgun 1 through Handgun 5, and it progressively takes you through different stages, which become more complicated. And they said in the last Handgun 5, they'll shut off the lights, and you won't be able to see your hand in front of your face. So when they did that, I put my hand in front of my face, and by golly, I couldn't see it. So they teach you how to shoot with a flashlight at night and to move. Well, if you're confronted by a bad guy. So it's a very great program that they have, and I encourage all people to go down there and take advantage of the Handgun 1 through Handgun 5.
Greg, thanks so much for coming to the studio today and talking about the GOP trap shoot. There's going to be one next year, I assume.
Yes.
And it looks like it so far. We don't have a date yet.
We don't have a date yet.
When you do, we'll let us know, and we'll start talking about the trap shoot and get more folks involved. We're about ready to take a break, so when we come back, we'll talk to Jeremiah and Dayton, and we'll take your calls at 457-1290. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Carson, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to Shooting from the Hip. I'm your host, Mark Avery, and we'd love you to have you give us a call at 457-1290 and join the show. You can find out more information about the show, and you can get other previous shows on our website at sim-trainer.com/radio. And then you can also link from there to our main website at sim-trainer.com and get information about the classes that we offer and the different programs. Let's talk to Jeremiah in Dayton. Jeremiah, you have a call. You have a question for us. Let's try that.
I was just getting to CCW. I'm teaching her how to shoot pistols. I took out several calibers so she could try out different ones. And while I was trying to keep an eye on her and make sure she was safe and everything, I managed to chamber a 9mm round into a 40 Smith & Wesson and fire it.
Okay.
Stupid. But what should I do as far as safety? Is taking it to a gunsmith and having it looked at, or
no? This is something that you can very easily take care of yourself. What you want to do is you can take the gun apart and look through it, or you can take a flashlight and shine through the barrel to make sure that there's nothing jammed into it. Is the gun? I mean, you have. Tell me again what the calibers were involved.
9mm and a 40.
Okay, and so it was a 9mm round in a 40 caliber gun.
Yes.
Okay. And did it fire?
Yes, it did.
But it didn't sound right, did it?
No, it didn't. I thought I had I purchased some remanufactured ammo. I thought maybe I'd gotten a light round until I looked at the casing.
Okay. No, what happened is that that smaller round didn't quite fill the chamber, and so when it fired, the gases blew around the bullet as well as down the barrel, so it didn't generate anywhere near the pressure that it should have. What you want to make sure is that the bullet didn't get stuck in there. It probably did not, but it's probably...
I checked it right at the range.
You checked it already?
Yes.
Okay, so then that's really all you need to take care of. It doesn't cause any... As long as it didn't have any sort of... if the case didn't break up, which is a possibility because it's not supported the way it's supposed to be. But assuming that didn't occur and there's not any particles... if you just clean it thoroughly, you should be fine. The main thing to be concerned of is that you don't have any kind of obstruction in the barrel. That's the biggest risk.
That's good news.
Okay, yeah, you haven't broken it permanently. It was just one really weird sounding round.
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, Jeremiah, thanks very much for calling. Let's take another call. We've got John is calling us from Huber Heights. John. You're on the show with us. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. I have a 9mm handgun that my father had left behind when he passed away, and I was wanting to register it to myself, and I don't know where to begin.
Okay. And since you live in Ohio, you and I take it you're an Ohio resident?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to register it. There is no gun registration in Ohio. There was at one time in Dayton, you had to have registered certain types of firearms. But with the passage of the bill in 2007 that set statewide preemption, meaning that only the state legislature can identify the laws that deal with firearms, you no longer have to deal with that. So there is no registration. All you have to, you know, what am I trying to say? If you obviously want to have some sort of documentation for your own personal use that shows how you got it. You may, if you have it, if it came to you through an estate, you would have some sort of information from that. You want to keep track of the serial number and the make and the model and so forth, but you only need to keep that for yourself in case something were to happen and the gun would be stolen, or you had it's not unlikely that you would lose it, but if something were to happen like that caused a problem and it was no longer in your possession, you'd want to be able to prove that it was yours. But there's no need to register a firearm in Ohio.
Okay, so if I wanted to use that to get my concealed carry, I wouldn't need to have it registered or anything?
That's correct. We don't. The license in Ohio to carry a concealed handgun does not include or list the specific firearms that you are registered. I mean, you're not registered to shoot a particular one. You qualify with a firearm, and then you have a license to carry a concealed handgun as long as it's a handgun. Then you can carry it, and it doesn't matter what type of handgun it was that you qualified with.
Great.
Yeah, that is actually a much better provision in Ohio law than some of the other states have. Some of the states have provisions that you have to list specifically the handgun that you qualified with, and you also have to make sure that every single one that you're going to carry is listed on your license. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be heading into the news here. And when we get back, we'll talk to some other folks that are waiting on the line for us. You're at AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Mark Avery. I'm your host for Shooting from the Hip. And I'm a staff member and certified firearms instructor at Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training facility. We're talking about firearms today and concealed carry and what do you do with a firearm? And if you've got a question, you can give us a call at 457-1290. We'll get you up on the board and we'll try our very best to answer your question. Right now we've got a call from Jenny in Dayton. Jenny has a question for us. Jenny?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I just tuned in your program, and I was just delighted because I have several grandsons, and they're coming at the age where they're very interested in guns and knives and things, and they've inherited this from my father's side of the family, who are all great sportsmen.
Excellent.
And I just think this is a great program for children. My father taught me how to shoot, but I had to shoot walnuts off of a tree.
That'll do it.
He counted every bullet that didn't hit a walnut, you know. So this training program is excellent, and I just got in on the very end of it about the location, and there was something going on tomorrow maybe for children?
That's correct. It's at the Middletown Sportsman's Club, and it's a youth skeet shooting program.
Okay.
And you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio, and you can find more information. It's on the show from July 4th. You can find the information, and you can click on the link to their website, and you can get instructions on how to get down there, or you can also call Timothy Stewart, who is coordinating the program. He's at area code 513-422-5112, and next tomorrow afternoon is the first day left, as the last day left. It's from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay, so now I can call at 513-422-5112. I can call today and I'll get information for tomorrow.
That's correct.
Oh, because I would love to take them down there.
I'm sure they'll have a great time. The folks down there just did an absolutely super job with the shoot today, and I'm sure that your grandkids will have a lovely time and learn a lot about firearm safety.
And I'm so sorry I missed it because it sounded fantastic, especially for families to get together with their children. This is an excellent program.
Absolutely. We had a couple of families that brought the whole crowd to the shoot today, so it was a lot of fun.
Oh, well, I have a granddaughter from France that's visiting to me, and she's already also interested in hunting and guns and things, too. So I can bring her tomorrow. But I'm just so sorry we missed yesterday's event with the prime rib dinner. It sounded great.
Well, it was. Yeah, that was this morning. So that was a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I will call the 513 number and get the information. And thank you so much for the wonderful program. I'll be sure to start tuning in and have my grandchildren listening to you.
Well, great, Jenny. Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling in to Shooting From the Hip. See, that's what we do here for Shooting From the Hip, for the entire shooting community. Anything that we can do that's going to help people get the information that they need to pass on that shooting heritage down to their family. That's what we really want to do because, you know, all too many of us have not had a good experience with handguns or shotguns or rifles because it wasn't part of the culture that we grew up in. You know, a lot of folks that live in the urban area and have had nothing but the brainwashing that has kind of come over this society since probably the mid-60s, but actually starting well before that. And they never learned how to shoot. And they never learned that firearms are not a problem, that firearms are not bad, but that they are a tool that can be used like any other tool. And when we can take people to the range and teach them how to handle a firearm safely, how to make sure that they've got their finger off the trigger until it's time to fire, that they know what their target is, that they only keep the muzzle pointed in a safe direction, and that you always treat every firearm as a loaded firearm. Once you learn those four basic rules of firearm safety, and they apply to all firearms, handguns, shotguns, rifles, once you've done that, you've passed along a tremendously valuable piece of information. And once they can learn how to shoot accurately, if something were to happen and they need to defend themselves, they've at least already been able to have the experience, and it's not a completely brand new thing. Catch them at a bad time. There's a few things that have happened this week that we really want to address very quickly in the show. If anybody's been paying attention to any of the news this week, it would have been a little hard to miss the fact that there were some hearings going on in the Senate in confirmation of the justice that has been nominated to the Supreme Court, Sonia Sotomayor. And there has been a lot of discussion about that and what her position was. I listened to a little bit of the testimony this week. When she was asked point blank whether it is a individual right that is guaranteed by the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, it was all she could do to get the words out that said, well, it is because of the Heller decision, and that's what the Heller decision said, so yes, it's an individual right. You could tell in the way she was saying it that it was that she just hated to have to admit that what all of us who have been gun owners and every citizen who has just read the Second Amendment for the plain words, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Those are the words, shall not be infringed. And not just to own one and keep it in your house, but to keep and bear arms. That means I've got it, it's right here, it's mine, and you can't have it, Mr. Government. That's what the Constitution was all about, limiting the power of government, defining the way it operates, but especially limiting the power, because the folks that had put those words together had just been through a revolution, and what triggered it was the British government deciding they didn't think it was a good idea for the colonists to have their own firearms, to have powder stores, to have ammunition. And at Lexington and Concord, the reason where the British column was heading was to get the powder stores from the powder magazine. And the citizens said, no, you're not going to do that. We need to say the same thing. No, you're not going to do that. The Senate still has a few more days left. The hearings aren't completed yet. And then it will be a matter of the committee making a recommendation to the full Senate, and the Senate will then vote on whether or not to confirm Sonia Sotomayor as the next Supreme Court justice. Now, if you look at the numbers in the Congress, you see obviously there are a lot more Democrats than there are Republicans, and typically people think, well, it's a Democrat president, it's a Democrat majority in both houses, and so this is going through. But I'll tell you something. The NRA this week released their press release and their statement about this nomination, and their statement is that they strongly oppose it. Now, there's 5 million members of the National Rifle Association, plus or minus, and we have an opportunity to right now to weigh in on the process of this nomination, and I think we should, because if we have 5 million members of the NRA plus the 50 million members who think they're part of the NRA, but they just actually haven't paid their dues, and they associate themselves with being in line with the things that the NRA stands for, the right to keep and bear arms, chief among them. If all of us start calling Capitol Hill and letting them know what we think about this nomination, we have the opportunity to turn it around. We turned around some other things that were bad, like the McCain-Kennedy immigration bill. That would have been a bad thing, and it was headed right down the fast track to passage. And we turned it around because the citizens rose up and said, I don't think so. That's a really bad idea. We need to have sovereign borders. Well, it's time right now to say, I don't think so. We don't need a Supreme Court justice who doesn't believe that the Second Amendment, the plain words that were written in the Second Amendment, actually mean what they say, that they don't apply to you as an individual, or that they don't apply through the 14th Amendment to the states, and that the states actually could violate your right to keep and bear arms if they chose to, but it's going to be up to each individual state to make that call. That's the wrong answer. All the states are part of the United States of America. They've all signed on to the U.S. Constitution, and the U.S. Constitution in the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to keep and bear arms. It's that simple. So I strongly encourage everybody to get behind that and to contact your senators. Make sure, and contact your House members, too, as far as that goes, because they have some sway. They talk to the senators. All of those guys know each other and communicate. Talk to them and let them know exactly what you think about that. If you don't get through on the first call, and you probably won't, don't give up. Keep calling until you get through. Contact both of your senators from your state. If you're in Ohio, that's Senator Brown and Senator Voinovich. They're not big, strong gun supporters, and they all have, you know, they all have their own agendas, but they have to understand that this is something that's very serious, that we definitely do not need someone who doesn't understand that the Constitution is the governing document, the highest law in the land. And if you're willing to say that, well, the Constitution, but then you don't really believe that the Constitution is the highest law in the land. I can't tolerate that personally. I hope you can't, and I hope you do something about it. We're going to take a break here. So when we come back, we'll talk to Charles and Bill, and you will take your call at 457-1290. Give us a call. We'll get you up on the air and Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Thanks for joining us at Shooting from the Hip. This show is for you, the firearms enthusiasts out there. Call in with your comments and questions. We've got a couple of folks. We got one person in particular, Charles in Springfield, who's been hanging on for quite a while. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Thanks for hanging on.
Okay. On April 1st of this year, I sent up to the New Hampshire State Police to get those extra states.
Okay.
And as of now, and this was a certified check, the check hasn't been cashed, but I was wondering, are they that far behind?
Wow. I'm sorry. There is just no way I know the answer to that question. I know that there are a tremendous number of concealed carry license applications that are going into all kinds of states, and New Hampshire is one of those that will issue a non-resident license and provides several other states in reciprocity, so they may well be backed up a little bit. But, you know, to tell you the truth, there's no way I can answer that question. But I will try to find out for you, and we'll put an answer up on the website if I can get a hold of it. We'll contact the folks out there, and I have several places that I can check to find out where, you know, what the status is. I know some folks in New Hampshire that would be more than happy to tell us what's going on up there. So How about if we find that answer as soon as we can, and then we'll get it up on the website for you? Can you get to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio?
I might have a friend that can do that.
Okay. Well, if you can't do that, then we'll also address it in the show next week. And we'd, of course, want you and everybody else to come back and join us next week at 2 o'clock for Shooting from the Hip. But either way, do you have an email address?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a problem. We'll get an answer back to you somehow, either through here or if you have a friend that can go to the website, we'll do that too. But
okay.
Thanks very much for calling. We appreciate you calling in to Shooting from the Hip. And let's talk to Bill in Kettering. Bill, you have a question on guns in establishments that serve alcohol? Bill, are you still with us? Okay. Well, we'll put Bill back on hold and see if maybe he's out there in a bit. There are a couple other things that are going on this week, and I thank you all for suffering through my rant on contacting about the nomination of our latest Supreme Court nominee. But there are a couple other things that are going on that you need to also know about. One of them is a really good thing. We've talked several times in the past about the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act of 2009, H.R. 197. Senators John Thune and David Vitter they're planning on Monday offering an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would essentially implement national right to carry reciprocity. So your license to carry a concealed handgun in Ohio would be good in every state, even if that state does not have their own right to carry. Even if they deny their own citizens the right to have a concealed firearm, your license from Ohio would be recognized in every state just as your driver's license is recognized. And last time I checked, the Constitution didn't say anything about a right to drive, but it does absolutely say about your right to keep and bear arms. So that would be a good thing, and the and bear part of that would be restored to people who have already have their license and have picked one up for going through whatever the license process is in their own state. Ohio has one of the more strict requirements for issuing a concealed handgun license. We have a training requirement that's probably one of the longer ones, more complicated, more specified requirements. There are other states that also have significant training requirements. We did just get reciprocity with Nevada. Actually, it's not reciprocity. Nevada now recognizes our license where they did not before the 1st of July. So that's a change in the state. There are other states that recognize our license that we don't recognize their license. And principally that's because of the training. And I understand that. I understand why why the legislature thought it would be a better thing. It would be safer if everybody who had a license was trained. But quite frankly, if you look at the statistics, there is no difference between states that have strict training requirements and states that have little or no training requirements, like Pennsylvania. Because it's a commonwealth, you have a birthright. You can get a license by filling the application as long as you're qualified from a legal perspective that you don't have a criminal history that would prevent you from owning a firearm. So that's the kind of the broad spectrum of no training to what we have, and there are some that are even more strict than we have. And then there's also like Alaska, where you don't even have to get a license. If you're in Alaska, you can carry a concealed handgun just because you're there, and as long as you're there legally, you can have a handgun as long as you're not otherwise prohibited from owning one. Now, Alaska does issue a concealed handgun license or concealed carry license, but the only reason they do that, partly it's legacy because they had it before, but it's also so that people in Alaska can go to Ohio, where we do have reciprocity with Alaska. And at least we did. I don't know if we still do or not based on the change of that law, but we'll have to check that out and verify. But there was a time, I know that I can go to Alaska and my license to carry would have been good, and now there's not even a need for that. And then there's the Vermont-style concealed carry, which is kind of the national, we certainly understand the Second Amendment rule for concealed carry, which is you don't even have to have a license at all. They don't even issue one. So if you're a Vermont resident and you want to carry somewhere else, then you have to get somebody else's license. you have to get somebody else's license and have reciprocity through a non-resident license. There is another Senate vote that's going on that would expand federal hate crimes legislation. And they like to call it hate crimes, and they like to say that it's talking about things that people, you know, because of protected classes, when somebody commits a crime against them, it's more egregious, or maybe it'll be more of a deterrent if you make it more illegal. I don't know how you can make assault or murder more illegal. And quite frankly, when you say that there's such a thing as a hate crime, you're making criminal offense what you think. Personally, I have a problem with that. That's another one that's trying to be attached to the defense authorization. So when you contact your senators, tell them that you absolutely want them to support the legislation that would add national right to carry reciprocity or interstate recognition of right to carry permits, and you absolutely do not want any more thought crimes created. We're really close to the top of the hour, and I want to thank everyone for participating in the show today. You can give us a call at the range if you have a question that we didn't answer, or if you want to find out more information about our programs. The phone number at the range is 293-3914, or, of course, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com. If you have something you'd like to ask and you want to send it to us in the email, our email address is radio@sim-trainer.com. So thanks very much for joining us for Shooting from the Hip. You're listening to AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.